you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy who's reading Sexy Animal Party, Aaron, and with me is the world's best extra, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, pretty okay.
Pretty okay. And what anime caused us to feel pretty okay, Jay?
The XB Classic, Tribe Nine.
Do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Funimation. In Neo Tokyo, disillusioned youth form tribes that battle each other in an intense game called Extreme Baseball. One night, two kids, Haru Shiragani and Taiga, meet the strongest XB player, Shun Kamiya. Haru and Taiga join Shun's group, the Minato Tribe, to play this cutthroat game against a mysterious man who has begun taking control of all the tribes. Can they defeat him before it's too late?
I don't know, can they?
I don't know. He seems pretty tough. He has a mask.
Very scary mask, I would say.
Yeah, it is right. Pretty gruesome.
All right, Jay, are you ready for some facts?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So this is a 2022 anime. It's a 12... episode sports, loosely related to baseball. It has like the base of baseball, but not quite. This was created by Kazutaka Kotaka, and he's the creator of Danganronpa. This is directed by Yu Aoki, and he's directed Beam Bandit and Inzai Aruaru Monotogari, which are both OVAs. The studio is Linden Films. They've done anime such as Tokyo Revengers, Magic Senpai, Hambato, Call of the Night, and the new Rurouni Kenshin anime.
Oh.
Yeah, they're doing I think it's a reboot. The music was by Masafumi Takada. And he has done the Danganronpa series, Digimon Cyber Sleuth, Killer 7, No More Heroes, and did some arrangements for Smash Bros. The opening is a strikeout by my Yavi, and the ending is In Focus by Void Chords featuring Leo. What do you think of the music, Jay?
The music is great.
Yeah, it's some of the best. It's probably the best thing about this anime, honestly.
Yeah, but you know, I have a gripe with it. I don't know if it's. Did you watch the dub or sub?
Dub.
So I watched the sub, so I don't know if it's like this in the dub, but the mixing was pretty terrible.
Really?
Yes. The music, it's kind of like when you first play like the Danganronpa game where like the music is way too loud.
Like, it needs to go like one or two notches down.
Yes, so
that's
like
hilarious.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny because like you could like the music is crystal clear but you could barely hear what these people are saying,
right? I don't think so. I think most times dubs are a little louder than the subs, so I didn't feel it.
Yeah, but it's like so weird because like I watched most of this stuff in the morning, and I watched it like at a low volume, and like even then, I was like, "Why is it so much louder than the audio?" It's like I was like watching it at like a volume where like you couldn't hear the people at all, and you could hear the music pretty clear. It was pretty interesting.
Was there ever comments on like did Taiga have like an accent in the sub?
I mean, I couldn't tell.
So, the guy who plays him in the dub has, like, a really thick, like, Irish accent.
Irish.
Yeah, and it's really cool.
It's interesting.
And they also throw like Irish slang in there, and then they like make comments on him being like a foreigner and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting. That's why I was wondering, like, maybe he was had an accent in the anime and they made fun of him for it or whatever.
Yeah, I know they did make fun of like some of the stuff that he did, but I don't think it was, I don't recall
Like
it being
accent
because he's
based.
foreign. Yeah.
Or foreign based. But yeah, he had a really cool foreign accent. Fun facts, Jay. I only have one for you this week. And there is a RPG, a 3D action RPG coming out based on the world of Tribe Nine, and it's a phone
Yes.
game.
Yeah, I saw that it was a phone game.
Yeah, so who knows? Apparently, from what I've seen, they said it's like longer than a Danganronpa game, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, like it might be like 60 hours long.
Oh, so there's, so it's like a actual like full length game.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
On
That's
a
cool.
smartphone. Yeah, might be interesting to see when it's out. But I've seen no footage of it. I've seen no, like, I went to go look for it. There's no gameplay out, and it's been announced for a year already.
Yeah.
So, who knows? All right, Jay. Do you have anything general you want to bring up?
This anime has a lot of like neat little like details and things that I noticed.
Like
Like
what?
for one, early on they show like a like that scan code thing. Did you scan it?
No, what was it?
It takes you to the Tribe Nine Japanese website.
That's pretty cool. That's what I thought. She holds it
Yeah.
up like for a long time, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like I pa I like I, when I saw it, I was like, "Oh, let me pause it and see if it actually does anything."
And it took you to the page. That's funny.
I was hoping it Rickrolled me, but no.
No, that'd be pretty good.
But it was a Tribe Nine website. And Aaron, did you notice there is an Akira slide in this anime? That
Oh yeah, pretty good.
was pretty dope.
Were you upset with the lack of Danganronpa references?
I
I
mean,
wanted one, like that's like.
you wanted
I
one?
just wanted
Well,
one.
there's the cat's name, Nekomaru.
I mean, I don't know if that's honestly a reference, but oh, maybe
Yeah.
it is. The cat does have an M on its head or whatever.
Does it?
Yeah, it has a
Like
like Nekomaru.
the hairline?
Yeah.
That's super funny.
So that actually might have been it. Maybe I'm just like, oh, whatever. I guess that was the one I got.
You know what's another like weird like Danganronpa thing that I noticed, but I doubt it's like a it's not a callback or anything like that. It's just something that I think the writer enjoys is like twins.
Oh
Like
yeah.
cuz like I recall like in one of like the stories of Danganronpa, like not any it's not in any of the games. It's like in one of the like written ones.
The light novels.
That the ultimate like bodyguard or bodyguards are but like quadruplets or something like that or something like and in this anime there's the extra baseball players are just quadruplets.
You know, I really want to read those.
Yeah, they're sure they're pretty cool.
They seem pretty dope. You know, we were talking about before we got on mic that this anime is not very good. Well, just be honest.
Yeah.
And what I believe, and I think you'll probably agree with this after playing all three Danganronpa games. Is the writer, he's not a very good storyteller. He uses like a lot of tropes and stuff. Like he's not like
Yeah.
terrifically good, but what he does stand out in is character writing.
Yeah.
And there was like zero character writing in this anime, I feel.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Like the reason why, you know, we love Chiaki or we love Pecco, or I love Pecco. I don't know how you feel about her. But
She's cool.
yeah, all these Danganronpa characters is because we have like story moments with them. We have those like free time moments with them to learn
Yeah, they're all
more.
like super unique,
Yeah,
like super unique personalities.
and then they all just mingle in the court cases. And it feel like we talked about it, I think, when we played our LP of it. It's like when somebody like dies in Danganronpa, it does feel like a friend is gone.
Yeah,
Like there's a void now because it's like, oh,
there's definitely weight to it.
exactly. And this what this anime is missing is weight, I think. And I mean, for what it is, which is like a dumb sports anime, I don't think it does like that right as
Yeah.
well. Like if they were gonna go like real dumb, they should have just went like all the way,
Yeah,
like
they should have
dumb with
went like
it.
psycho killer with it.
Yeah, but there is some like really great moments, like the mall, the shopping district one, like their
Yeah.
bikes being their cleats. Like I really like that. I thought it was hilarious. Or like using the secret passageways to move throughout the mall was pretty cool. But yeah, all the tribe of like assassins,
Yeah,
they were
those are
really
like the
cool.
coolest ones.
The girl, she's played by the same voice actress as oh, did you watch the dub for Irma-kun or the sub?
I think I watched the sub.
Oh, so like the voice actor for Clara is her,
Oh,
and
it matches.
it's so funny. It's so good.
Yeah, that girl's probably the my favorite out of everybody.
She's like, oh, I will hurt you if you freaking leave me. It's pretty
Oh
good.
yeah, I think it's more dramatic, and he's like, if you leave me, I'll kill you, and then I'll kill myself or something like that. She says something like that.
Right, something crazy.
Yeah, so that we'll both be in hell.
But yeah, I'm kind of like, I don't know, disappointed in the characters in this anime.
Yeah, especially with like the main cast.
And they're very
I feel
one-dimensional.
super. Yeah, I totally agree with that because like I feel like this anime like suffers from like some of the other animes that we reviewed where like the side characters are a lot more interesting than the main cast.
Oh yeah, I think they are more interesting.
Yeah.
The girl who plays Catcher, I think she's actually pretty cool, but she doesn't get like any moment to like really shine.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and there's like really no development with her either. Other like there's like that small spat where she's depressed.
Right, which makes sense.
Yeah, I
You
mean
know,
everybody was.
this anime does a better job of selling a death than Rainbow does, I feel. Like at least there was like three episodes of you're learning why these characters like love this guy,
Yeah.
and like he's the heart and soul of the team, and he's like believing in everybody. It's not that good. At least they like set it up. Like it still kind of sucks, but at least they like kind of tried, I guess.
Yeah, you know, to like I feel like the Haru specifically took too long to like snap out of it.
Get good.
Yeah. Like
Yeah.
up until like almost the last game, he was still like down on himself and like didn't think he was like worthy or something to play XP.
Do you got any of the other general you want to talk about, Jim?
The sound effects are pretty cool too. I really enjoyed the noise that the after somebody presses the ball.
Right.
It sounds like when in Danganronpa, when Monokuma, the 8-bit of like him
The
dragging like the
hammer.
guilty,
Yeah.
it sounds it kind of that's what it reminds me of.
Man, you know what this anime needed more of? More home field advantage stuff.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, the mall being, like, their home, like, their actual home field advantage was really cool. Because, like, they knew how to move around in
Yeah.
it. I wish there was just, like, more.
Unique stages.
We have more unique stadiums to play in.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you know what
What?
else?
Oh, what? Go ahead.
You know what else I liked? Like going into sound effects, or I guess like visually stuff. Whenever the two teams would like battle, there'd be like a big screen and it'll show like both of their names. It reminds me of like the one-on-one debates in Danganronpa.
This,
Pretty
I mean, it
cool.
doesn't do any favors that basically everybody who worked on Danganronpa worked on this game as well.
This anime, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. So it's very hard to. You know what scene I looked up? I don't want to get too sidetracked. You know what scene I looked up and I still can't watch, Jay?
What's that?
The episode of the Despair Arc where they brainwash the teacher. I don't know if you remember that scene, but it's the Enoshima sisters have the teacher, like her eyes are like being like held open, and she's watching the animation that corrupted the ultimate nurse or whatever, and she's like trying to hold on for dear life to not give into it, and then freaking, I can't remember what's the ultimate despair called? I forget her name. Junko. When Junko is like, oh yeah, all you gotta do is give some outside stimulus, and then the sister goes and puts the probes in her head to like probe her brain. Oh, it's so. One, it's a really sad scene, and it's like really freaking dark.
Yeah, very
That
brutal.
anime gets like super dark
Yeah.
after like episode 5 or whatever. Yeah, sorry, I didn't want to get too sidetracked. Good anime though.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. All right, Jay. Art cinematography. I don't have any cinematography shots, but I do love the art of this anime.
Yeah, well, obviously it looks like Danganronpa. You know what's something that kind of annoyed me?
What?
Haru, I was waiting for Haru to take off his hat and it have like
The hoge?
the cowlick.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that, but nope. Didn't
Nope, can't
happen.
have that.
He did the Pokemon backwards hat.
Yeah, it. I wish it would have, as well, been a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's not.
Who,
I this.
who's your
My favorite design character?
Yeah.
Is her name Maki? What's her name? The girl.
The and Minato?
Yeah.
Her name is Saori Arsuagawa.
I think I said Maki because she look kind of looks like Maki with green hair. From
Yeah, I guess so,
Danganronpa,
yeah.
yeah.
The nurse? I mean not the nursery girl.
Yeah. Oh, good on the not spoiler,
Caretaker.
Jay. Great on
Good
the
not
not.
spoiler.
Yeah, great on the not spoiler. That was pretty good. I really like her design. I think she's really cute.
Yeah. Her design's really good. I like the For some reason, I like the guy that keeps trying to murder the leader of the assassin group.
That dude, you know what's hilarious about that
What?
guy? So when I seen him, there's a lot of people with analogs who can be like, oh, that guy looks like this guy. Like, that guy looks like Makoto. That guy looks like Hinata. One of my favorite ones is that guy looks like Kibo, like a lot.
I
And
guess in the eyes.
his name is like Kaibo. It's like really close.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's like Kaibo or something like that, like really close to Kibo. And yeah, he I think all their designs on that squad were really cool. The assassin tribe. All right, Jay. Man, I wish we had more to talk about this anime. I don't feel like we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, especially like, well, with cinematography like that, I guess like the games are okay. It
Right.
was cool when they fought. It
What
was cool when they
do
like tagged people out.
Yeah, what do you oh, I totally lost the thought. Never mind. Who's your favorite design character, Jay?
Mine? Well, didn't I say it was that dude?
Oh, you did say it was that dude.
The Oda tribe guy.
What? Why am I having a horrible time today, Jay? Sorry.
After art, you're talking about art and cinematography?
No, I guess we can move on to characters.
Yeah.
But there isn't much to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, for the main cast, everybody's, like you said earlier, that like a lot of them are just flat. Like the big dude, like he might as well not even be there. So
Right.
as the pitcher,
He just makes
he's like,
food.
he makes food and he's sometimes funny, he's perverted.
Yeah, and there you go. He's
Okay.
like the really, remember, you're like, hey, that guy looks like the ultimate chef, and he literally has all his traits. He cooks and he's perverted. Again, kind of sucks that this guy can't make like really good overall stories. He does have the intertwined stories, which is also really cool. But I don't know, you like he just needs more time. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, they all kind of suck. They're all like really bland. And honestly, I think they're the most boring looking out of everybody.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like Taiga is like the most boring out of everybody.
Yeah. Anybody from the Tiger, like from the Tiger tribe, anybody from Minato you want to talk about? I don't know if I want to
Mean,
talk about anybody.
Nekamaru's
They all
cute.
kind of suck, Jay.
Yeah, they all kind of suck. I mean, Shun was okay.
Yeah, I don't know if people, a lot of people I was reading were like, yo, bring Shun back. And I was like, he's not even like that cool of a character.
Yeah, he wasn't even that cool.
He reminded me a lot of what's his name? Not Makoto, the other guy who looks like Makoto from 2.
Yeah, the white hair,
Yeah.
bad-ish guy. Luck guy, right?
Yeah. The actual good luck student. What is his name? Oh, whatever, it doesn't matter.
It's like with
But
the N, it, night. It's not Nagi, but
yeah, because Makoto Naegi. It's I can't
it's
remember. Nagato? Was it?
Nagato.
Yeah, it was
You're right.
Nagato. Yeah. Cause I just yeah, I remember his
I'm the with
first
the
name.
N.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I don't know. Kinda sucks, Jay.
Yeah.
This is gonna be
And
like a
then, like,
bad podcast because I can't even like in, like I guess we talk about
we can't even can explain why they're bad. It's just that, like, they're just boring. They're just boring characters.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know if this. Is this anime bad, Jay? Would you say it's bad?
I think the execution's bad.
I think it's like, for what it's worth, it's like okay.
Yeah, I feel like overall it's like a okay anime.
Like, if you didn't have to do the podcast on it, right? How far would you would have gotten before you dropped it?
Dang, that's a tough one.
I think I would have got kind of far into it.
Yeah, I think so too. I think I probably would have stopped after
I think after
the Assassin Tribe.
the assassin tribe, I think that's where I would have stopped. But man, I gotta feel like I gotta support my boy, you know?
I know, right? I mean, we were both like kind of excited to watch this one because of the
Yeah.
Danganronpa tie-in, but
But we should have known, which is, we're blind fanboys, Jay.
I know for real.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, Danganronpa, like, I just listed my top five to someone earlier today, and Danganronpa 2 made the list. I think it's like my fifth favorite my fifth favorite
A
game of
video
all
game?
time. Yeah, it's really good. Two's like the story, the way it ties in back into one.
Characters.
Character it has like the best character, like the best set of characters, I think, as well. But which is funny because I don't think we ever did a podcast on the third game, but I think the messaging in the third game is better though.
What do you mean the message?
I really like the message at the end of the game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like attacking like consumerism
Yeah,
and
exactly.
attacking like the audience of the games.
Yeah, it's super funny. Well, it's not
Yeah.
funny, it's kind of like
It is kind of like when you think about it, it's like, you know what? I think you're right. That is really sad. And I guess spoil, I don't know if you want to spoil Danganronpa 3, but the
No, I
revelation
don't
in
want it.
it, yeah, the revelation in it is really good, and it's like, oh, that makes sense. Okay. And if you remember, I think I told you before you started playing it that the writer, he didn't want to do a third one. Or he wanted to do a third one if he could think of a story.
Yeah.
And he couldn't think of one, so he's like, well, we'll get to it when we get to it. Which is crazy because I think Danganronpa 2 came out in 2012, I want to say. It's a PSP game. So
Yes.
it's like
I think both
2010.
one and two are
Yeah.
PSP
So
games.
they're like 2010, 2012, or something like that. And then Danganronpa 3 came out in 2018, 2019, or something like that. So there's like a big 8-year jump between games. Anyway, I don't want to get too deep into the Danganronpa
I mean,
wormhole.
can you blame us? This anime is like
That's how I've always said that.
the
That's how
distant
you know
cousin.
how we both didn't like anime if we're like easily sidetracked off of it for like a long period of time. Maybe let's talk about something that we like.
Know,
Like
right?
let's swap this up into a Danganronpa 3 spoiler cast, Jay. Let's talk about that because I'd rather talk about that than this anime. All right.
Is there
Any
any
other
other
character?
characters?
Yeah, any other character you want to bring up, Jay? I mean, I don't really care.
Okay, so the main bad guy, he's also pretty boring.
Right. I mean, he's like a cool. I think he's a cool bad guy, cool looking. But he's just like, I'm evil. And that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, what are his motives? Like, what are anybody's motives in this? Like, what's the point of XP if you're
They
not,
want to play baseball.
I guess they want to play baseball. Yeah, sure, it's fun. But like there's like a reward of like you tell the person to do something, right?
Yeah, I wish there was more like team
Consequence?
building games as well. Like, I don't feel like maybe that could have been like Haru's thing or whatever. In the end, Jay, this anime feels just like an anime tie-in to the game.
Yeah,
And that's it.
without the game being out.
It's just a commercial for the game that might be out sooner or later.
Now that you mention it, it does feel like that. And that's really interesting because the game's not out yet, and I don't know. I don't think this is a really good selling point. I mean, I'm curious to see what the game would look like
Yeah, I'll give
and
it a try.
how much it involves baseball for it being an RPG.
Right. All right, Jay. Any final thoughts?
No.
Oh my God. Disappointment, I think, is my key takeaway from this.
It's definitely disappointment. I don't know. I feel like they could have done a lot more with it.
Accessibility. There is blood. There's violence.
There is violence. You know what's funny is like there is that one part where like that guy gets shot and like it's made to like be like a big deal, but then he's just like running around like nothing. And that's as there's no payoff for that either.
And you can see this on Funimation and Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability
I'm
pretty
good.
low.
Yeah, I'm good. Almost didn't want to finish this time. So, it tells you that much.
And is there anything you'd want in another season, Aaron?
Man, you know, I even hit this with Rainbow, and I don't think I've hit it in a while, but I don't want a second season. Like, in a
Yeah,
bad
for
way.
sure. In a bad way.
I don't know if they could fix it.
I don't know. They'd have to redo the first season.
Yeah. It's been a long time since we said, like, redo all of it.
Like, I feel like they should have. So, the main cast needs to be more interesting. Maybe them having, like, different, like, abilities or something. Well, I guess they do have different abilities, but if they're not very spectacular. Like, one can hold the beam bat. One guy can't even hit the ball, but his swing is very
Right.
powerful. And then you got a pitcher. You got quadruplets. That didn't do anything. I don't think they made one run.
I do like that joke though. That they're just
Extras.
yeah, they're extras and it's just four of the same guy. Pretty good. Pretty strong. All right, Jay. Moment of truth, what do you give it?
I give this a pass.
Yeah, this is a pass, unfortunately. All right, Jay, now that we've made it to home base,
Yeah, we dodged a mask guy's attack.
right? What do you have for next week, Jay, for sports week? Man, is this like the most disappointing sports anime we've covered? I feel really malaised right now talking about it, and like
I know, I feel kind of bad for our listeners
it's
because,
hitting
like,
me down just talking
yeah,
about
for
it.
sure. I mean, if you want to experience why we're so down, you should go ahead and go watch it, but I don't know if you're gonna like it.
Yeah, we've had a bad run of it this sports month. Jay, did you know this is like our only third sports month in 5 years?
Really?
Yeah, we didn't do it year one, and then we didn't do it year three. Yeah, I was surprised by that. I swore we did one for year two, but or year three, but yeah, we started year two, and I think we forgot about it year three.
Yeah, I think we were already doing something and like it
We
ended
just
like in the middle
remembered,
of
like
yeah.
midway, we're like, oh wait, we were supposed to do sports. But anyway, Jay, save us for next week. What do you
Oh
have?
man, I wish I could say this.
No, Jay.
I'm just joking. So I'm picking the second season of Megalobox.
Oh, okay, good. All right, well,
At
you
least
know,
that anime looks good. So
last yeah last see last time we covered it, I watched the sub and I didn't have a really good time with it,
Yeah, there is a
but
dub.
there's a dub, so I'm gonna check out the dub this time.
Yes, and I think it's available on Crunchyroll and Hulu. There
And
might, I
12
don't know
total
if there's any other
episodes,
places.
I believe.
12 episodes.
All right, and if you're excited to listen to our review on Megalobox, or you enjoyed the malaise that was this episode, go ahead, leave a comment, leave a like, subscribe to us on all major platforms, podcast, all major podcasting platforms such as Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes,
iTunes.
Amazon Podcast, Google Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. The majority of wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to us or follow us on Instagram and email us at animecherrybombmyao.com if you have any formal requests you would like to make. And that's it, everybody. Yeah, don't watch this anime.
Yeah, everybody stay interesting.
Yeah, everybody don't watch this anime. When's the last time we warned people don't watch an anime? Would you warn any? I'm sorry to dig back in this. Would you warn people not to watch this anime?
No,
It's not an avoid, right?
if they had the prerogative of watching anything, go ahead and do it.
Right. What's the last anime, Jay, you were like, don't watch this? I don't even remember when the
Man.
last time we gave that to something.
Because, like, sometimes when, like, we watch something bad, like, I'll still recommend it kind of, like, in an ironic way.
This, I mean, this might
Like,
even be,
horror
I would give
news.
it a pass, but this might be a hard pass.
I think it's a pass
You
for
think it's just a
me.
regular pass?
Yeah.
Just, it's that gut, the
Because,
gut feeling.
like, the only, like, if you're a Danganronpa fan, maybe you could watch it, like, get somewhat of an enjoyment,
I
like
guess so,
Ian
right?
Arryn
There's
did.
a little
Like,
bit
some...
in there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of leeway in there, but if you're blind to all that stuff, then I don't see a point to you watching it.
Right. All right, everybody. See you later.